matcha?
Krista?
Oh, yes. With a very simple way. Numbers. Quantities. When it has it by billions and billions and billions and billions, using some billions is nothing. Look at the humanity now. If you kill 1 million people, what will happen? Nothing. We are 7 billion, right? Now talk about insects. Talk about microbial beings. How many are there? This is how this system is working. It's unlimited. Therefore, if some part doesn't work, the system is working. It doesn't matter. First, understand that kind of system, because this is what we are facing. We are facing a system that doesn't lose anything, but that part which separates loses everything. This is how it is. If I don't connect myself to society, society doesn't really lose that much, but I will lose all my social meanings. That's how it works. So he says, listen, first of all, every detail, every participant, any part of this system should be in the system, remain in the system to be alive. If it is out of the system, even with moving is not alive, right? Then, look at it this way, that when the part is severed from the system, the part is dead, but the system, that totality, doesn't become defected even. Yes?
Separation from it and conjunction with it are not predicable. The defective thing has been mentioned for the sake of comparison.
And I know that I opened a conversation that it could take you to a lot of dead-end valleys. You could be lost over there. This was just a very simple example I was talking about. Separation and losing something and defected and stuff. Because first of all, let's talk about one part of all this conversation. Separation. What is this separation? Does it really exist? Or is just an illusion? Both. Yeah. What is this separation? Is timeless or timely? It could be both. We could argue about all of that. We wanted just for you to imagine your connection some way that you depend on this connection, but the system doesn't. So is the most important one for you. That's all we wanted to say. Let's drop it. Let's go back to the story of that movie. What was the story you were reading, Peter?
This one? The story of that movie and his miraculous fruits.
Okay, now we are returned to the story. Means, remember, we went too far. We went in a... In a conversation, we went in a way that, remember, I was asking help to explain this. I went too far. You started to imagine the separation really exists, which doesn't. For the machine, machine is separated, or is just an illusion. This machine, first of all, doesn't work without this gravity. So are we separated from the earth or what? Think about it. When I was talking about separation, I said, quote unquote, if there is a separation, in this separation, I am the loser and the system doesn't lose anything. That was the point I wanted to make. Let's drop it, go back to the story of Daguri. You know what Daguri means? Precision. In a way, Daguri is the precision guy, somehow. Means being attentive, yes.
Return to the story of Daguri. He once, the prophet once compared Ali to a lion. The lion is not like him, though he used this expression. From comparison and likeness, and the difference between those, push on, O youth, towards the story of Daguri.
You see, again, going back to the Daguri needs an explanation in the text. It's not enough, the heading of the paragraph. So he said, okay, once upon a time, and that parenthesis of prophet doesn't exist here. He says, he called Ali like a lion. Okay? But this is a prophet. Someone called Ali a lion, but Ali is not like a lion. Did you get it? That's what I was talking about. When I say this is like that, I don't mean really this is like that. When I say this guy is like a lion, I'm exaggerating in his bravery. I'm not really comparing it. That's what I was talking about. Do not do that comparison anymore. He knows that. He needed to know that, but you shouldn't insist upon going around that one, because that's a complicated stuff when we say separation. Now, let's put all the example and likeness and the differences aside and go back to the story of Daguri, oh you young fellow. Yes.
That one who in giving legal judgments was the imam of the people and in piety bore away the ball from the angels.
Means what? Means first of all, over there I was talking about this guy being a good seeker, right? Now, don't look at him like that anymore. He is the best. He is there. Because, first of all, he is the imam for the others. That guy I'm talking about, who is more careful not to do anything wrong more than angels. Okay? Yes.
That one who checkmated the learned wayfaring while the religion was jealous of his religiousness. Notwithstanding such piety and devotions and performance of the ritual prayer, he was always seeking the elect of God.
That performance of ritual prayer is a very simple word. Is qiyam, standing up. Do you remember the first thing we said, you should stand up and be accounted, accountable? That's where this word is. He said with this devotion and all these having good words repeated and all that, I'm standing up. Even being that good, he was always a seeker and looking for the special people. Yes.
In travel, his chief object was that he might come in touch for a moment with an elect servant. Whilst he was going along the road, he would be saying, O God, make me a companion of the elect. O Lord, to those whom my heart knows I am a slave, and one who has girt his loins and is ready to do good service. And those whom I know not, do thou, O God of the soul, make them kindly disposed to me, who am debarred. The Lord would say to him,
You see the exaggeration. He started why did he needed all this? Wasn't it enough to say, look at this Dagoni who is perfect, who is the best of the best of the best, and I cannot say more? Wasn't that enough? No. What is he doing? Yes, he is upgrading a fellow. He was a good seeker, remember? He wouldn't stop anyone. He doesn't delay the journey. And what I'm talking about, that connection, he was losing that separation. He didn't feel separated. How? Do you remember? Being kinder to other people. He said, okay, I don't want to connect to them. I want to be separated. I want the isolation, but at the same time, I want to help them. I want to be better than father to them. This is the feeling he needs. Now he's upgraded. Yes, from that lion and the Ali, which is the best comparison we have here, he went even more like the angels. And everywhere he's going, he's looking for these good guys. And his prayer, do you remember the story I was telling you? A guy who was asking for something from God and no one else. The cow came in. Oh, have that in mind, we'll talk about it later. This guy again was asking the guy only for something that, oh my God, if I'm looking around and I don't see this fellow, I don't know them, let them be kind to me, to talk to me. And what happened? Suddenly God is talking to him, upgraded again. God is answering his prayer. He asked for something. God said what? Yes.
The Lord would say to him, O most noble prince, what passion is this? And what unquenchable thirst is this?
Mm-hmm. Suddenly, he is so passionate that is questionable by God. Yeah, imagine that. God suddenly told him, O you who are the best, who are at the top of the greatest. This is Sadramain. What is this kind of love and thirst that you have? We heard about love enough, and do you remember the thirst, which is something you should seek? He said, look for the thirst, not for the water. When you have the thirst, water will come to you. Remember that? Here, God is wondering that, oh, you boy, what is this kind of love and thirst? Yep.
Thou hast my love. Why art thou seeking other? When God is with thee, how dost thou seek man?
Yes, you answer that. Isn't it a good question? You could ask this question from every believer. They will run away, they won't answer you. Is this that, don't you believe that God loves you? That's why you're here, isn't it? So if you have the love of God, why are you seeking the love of the people? Why? Think about it. This is what the story is all about. This is the story of precision. This is what a very precise fellow will find in this argument. This is one of those rare qualities in love. So, listen to it, think about it. Now, Rumi will give you kind of answer. Yes.
He would answer, O Lord, O knower of the secret, thou hast opened in my heart the way of supplication. If I am seated in the midst of the sea, yet have I set my desire on the water in the jug. I am like David, I have 90 ewes, and yet desire for my rival's ewe hath arisen in me. Greed for thy love is glorious and grand. Greed for any besides thee is shameful and corrupt.
Ah. Did you hear that? said, yes, you're right. Pushing it is